want you to just go on your own, just worship him on your own, just go ahead. The presence of the Lord is already here. The atmosphere is charged. The atmosphere is charged for miracles. Come on, come on, just worship the Lord, just worship him. Just go ahead and worship him. The atmosphere is charged for miracles. You can't come here and go back the same. If you do not receive your miracle, then it's not God's fault. The atmosphere is charged. Come on, connect. I'd like you to connect, 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 connect. Baso bragadabrazadalibragadaribo. Connect. Connect. Le prakatali bragadalabrazutili brakatali.
See him standing by the door. Fire in his heart and healing in his wings to hear someone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open up your heart.
Amen. You are Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God.
Miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is
we sing it lively. Let's sing it lively now. Come on, sing it. Dance to it. Dance to that song.
You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yah. Destiny helper, destiny helper. Oh, you are the destiny helper. Come and help my, come and help my destiny today.
Hey!
Come and help my destiny.
I'd like you to sing it with understanding.
Destiny helper. Come and help my destiny today. You will help my destiny. Hey, your name is Yahweh.
Somebody's destiny will be helped this morning. Wherever you are, whether online, you are following online, and I want you to connect. The miracle has started already. We are going to sing that song joyfully with all of our heart. Sing it with understanding wherever you are. Whether you are watching, following online in your room, sing that song.
Destiny helper,
your name, come on.
You are the destiny helper. Yeah. Come and help my destiny.
Yeah. Deborah.
You will help my destiny. Destiny helper, command help, command help, my destiny today.
The miracle has already started. My Father, what you are doing, do it, continue now. Somebody is receiving the touch of God right now. Right now, 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 right now. Right now. The miracle has already started. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Mazo prakata lebro gade lebra. Wherever the person, the power of God is coming down now. Wherever on the gallery, wherever all over this place, the power of God is coming down. Right away. Right away. Tabo Sapra. The power of God is coming down here. The power of God is here. The power of God is all over here. The power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is already here. The anointing is here. It's working already. Don't wait to the end to receive your miracle. Right away, right away, right away. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. Oil of favor. I hear the Lord saying the oil of favor. 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 Oil of favor.
Your name.
Oh my God.
Something special.
The Lord said to me right now. Listen. The Lord said to me right now. He said, I am pouring down the oil of favor. Oil of favor. Oil of favor. Oil of favor. Rakatele bra. One act of favor that will change your story forever. Oil of favor. Oil of favor. Oh Lord, let it pour. 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 Let it pour.
Something special. Supernatural about your name.
Raka yebo satalebra. When the oil of favor comes, as it's coming, the mark of this favor is removed, is knocked out. Right now, right away, somebody is here. Your destiny is about to be helped. You have stayed too long in that position. Now the light of favor, yes, is turning on you. Right away, right away, right away, right away. Take the anointing. Take the anointing. Take the anointing. Take the anointing. Take it. Take it. Take it.
When we call you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Baya gaya mo santali.
When we call you,
you have a track record. of keeping your word. Come on.
You have a track record of keeping your word. You're not about to stop doing it now. You have a track record of keeping your word. You're not about to stop doing it. Lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Al-Shelewi. Your greatness is all that I see. Hey! There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain, there's no mountain. Of keeping your word, hey. You're not about to stop doing it. Hey. All on one die.
The presence of God is so mighty here. The presence of God is so awesome here. It's so awesome here. Negative family pattern is being handled right now. Negative family pattern. Yes, now the Lord is destroying that negative family pattern right away, right? I hear the Lord saying to me, I am handling it now. Every negative family pattern, every negative family pattern, every negative family pattern, right away, right away, right away, right away, right away, right away, wherever you are, receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Say it with the whole of your heart. Say it after me. This is my hour. Say it louder. I take what belongs to me by force, by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. This is my hour. I demand. I make a demand. I make a demand of what belongs to me. I make a demand. I make a demand. I make a demand. This is my moment. Hey! Kaya, ya, 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 ya. Makayada. Of Jesus. I'm going to give you the next 2 minutes. That's what the Lord is putting in my heart. You know the one Yoruba calls, what can your takus your lorun lorun? You the next 2 minutes or 3 minutes, you're going to make a demand. Now your story must change. Your song must come. Your favor must come. You will make a demand. Take advantage of this moment. The presence of the Lord is here. Are you ready? Open your mouth and pray. My Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. This is my hour. Demand. Yeah, 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 yeah. My moment. My Father, my Father.
Iyano, Iyan, Urukore, Iyano, Iyano.
Of Jesus, we pray. Can I hear you say the thunderous amen? Most miracles in the scripture happened when the people made the demand. When Jabez made the demand, when Jacob made the demand, when the Syrophoenician woman, the woman of Canaan, whose daughter was afflicted of demon, made a demand. My friends, when it touches you, you will make a demand. When, you know, when you say somebody is touched, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 27 verse 40, Genesis 27 verse 40. The last sentence. Media, can you help me be fast? The last sentence. He says, and it shall come. Everybody read it. Take it again one more time. Louder. Read it one more time. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you will do what? God answers to people who are passionate in the place of prayer. The Bible says in one time, the Bible says, and the presence of the Lord was there to him. This is an hour of miracle. I sense the presence of the Lord is here. Here right now, you're going to make a demand again. For the next 2-3 minutes, you will demand. Please, let it move you. Make a demand for your life, for your destiny, for your children, for your work, for your spouse. God of heaven, who hears today, we answer. Open your mouth and cry, my Father, my Father. Now go ahead and make a demand. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Of Jesus. I have come in the name of the Lord. I announce, I declare and decree the power that has followed you to this moment. From today, power is taken away from there. From today, power changes hands. In the name of Jesus. Every Pharaoh that has pursued your life, from now, I declare divine judgment. I terminate every affliction that has stung to you for so long. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Yeah. Oh my God. I sense. Thank you, Jesus.
Because of sacrifice, Adare Shadaka Deya. your sacrifice. Those I decide to bless, bless others. Those that I have decided to bless, bless others.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be quiet to the cry of the needy around you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those of you that I have pointed out some things for you to do, do them and put the enemy to shame. I want to walk. You only need to sacrifice your time.
Thank you, Jesus. Your money. Thank you.
Sacrifice.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Israel, where are you? Please come forward. Masopraka Dalibra. Israel, come forward. Masataleka Torobo Shantalibra Katale. Me Sapra Santaliba Santa. Ooh, Sapra Gadalaba. Father, Lord, I release your help. Sapro Santalibra Katale. Debro Sata. Shatale brakuse prakadale. Lift him up. Let him up. Shatari bazum prakadale. Zapra santali brakadale. Terepo santa. Holy Ghost. Father, take it. Maso prakad. All over you. Take it. The power of God, the fresh oil is coming upon you. Hell saw it and hell is attacking it. They said no. But I've come in the name of Jesus to declare, fulfill your destiny. Fulfill it. Fulfill it. Fulfill it. Fulfill it. Hell is a liar. Satan 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 is a liar. This is the hand of the Lord upon you. Hand of the Lord is 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 upon you. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Satan is a liar. You know what I see? I see a star. They can't stop it. Let them gather together. Today they are scattered. I see a star. I see a star. Oh my God, can you give me the oil? I feel like anointing him. Lage bosa prakatale. Ye garaba soprakatan. Ye kaya dalibra. The devil is a liar. Ye prakatale. Hey. Ye kaya dalaba kadale gadara. Ye shalabra. My God, let the cloud over your life is removed today. The cloud is removed. The cloud is removed. The cloud is removed.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will.
Hey!
No one can, no one will.
victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Mount Zion, there is deliverance. This is the hour of deliverance. There's holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess all that belong to you. They are delivered to you today. There are two people here. You saw in your dream that something that belonged to you was taken away from you. But the Lord said to me right now, they are not only coming to you in one fold, they are coming to you in sevenfold. Sevenfold. Lord, where are these two people? Let your power touch them right now. Take it, take it, take it. Wherever you are, take the anointing. Take it, take it, take it, take it. All over. Take it. Take it. And if you are following online and this word is for you, right where you are, the power of God is coming to you. Now, that which has been taken away from you, take it back sevenfold. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. So you are here already. We acknowledge you. We appreciate you. Thank you for what you will still do in the next few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now hear the word of the Lord for somebody here. The arrow that was fired into that lake, that arrow, I stand in the name that is above every other name. I command that arrow to be rooted out now. Don't just go out. Backfire. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Just read the scripture a few minutes, then we just look at the word and we pray. It's a miracle hour service. We're not going to spend more time again. The book of Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, choir. We are going to read from verse 11, verse 31 to 34. The book of Hebrews. Oh, glory to God. Let's go. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, walked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the army of the aliens. I'm going to start with the last word. Every army employed against you to this morning, army that have been pursuing you today, in the name of Jesus, we turn them back to flight. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. Amen. From today, I decree no more battle in your dream. The pursuer are swallowed up. Let your amen be like thunder. Father, we ask again. Say it after me. Take your Bible as a custom. Take it and read it up everywhere. Everywhere you are, please stand up and take your Bible. Honor the word of God. Raise it up and say after me. This is my Bible. I believe in it. I believe the word of God. I believe the God of the world. I submit myself to the authority of this word. As I read and meditate on it, my life is built up. I'm inspired. I am edified. And I receive that which belongs to me. I possess my possession. In Jesus' name, a big amen. You may be seated quickly. Quickly, I welcome you again to this miracle service. Tell your neighbor and say, this is your hour. You cannot miss this moment. Hallelujah. I hope you know, I want to tell you again that God is still the God who changes stories. Hallelujah. He changes story. He turns story to glory. Hallelujah. That same God will single you out in this place today. Amen. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. The scripture talks about examples of people who demonstrated faith in the Bible. You know, the Bible says also these things are written unto us as examples that we should also follow. These are written unto us as examples. He said, by faith, one woman called Rahab, the harlot, she refused to perish. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. It doesn't matter what is happening in the family. It doesn't matter what is happening in our times. You can choose that I will not die with them. I won't perish with them. It doesn't matter the number of kidnappers in town. It doesn't matter the number of armed robbers. It doesn't matter the pestilences that walks about. You can choose to say, I will not perish with them. The Bible says there was some woman in the Bible called Rahab. He said he determined, I will not perish with them. And the Bible records it for our learning that you can determine that I will not perish with them. I don't care what people say. I don't care what science tells us. We've gone through the vision for a few days, looked at the path, what science has said. I don't care what science says. A man who walks in faith stands tall. You stand tall when others are bending down. The scripture, time will not permit me to talk about Gideon, to talk about Barak. Time will not permit me to talk about Samson and Jephthah, to talk about David and Samuel. And he now started mentioning the exploits. That
through faith they subdued kingdoms. What are those kingdoms railing against your life, against your destiny? You can subdue them. Bring them under subjection. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. The scripture says, through faith, they wrought righteousness. Through faith, they obtained promises. All the promises that God has given them, they said, this morning I'm going to ask you to make a demand on God's word concerning your life. The word will remain the word until you make a demand. Through faith, they obtained promises. Through faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. They escaped. And you are going to escape today. The devil has lost it. As long as you are in this meeting today, I say it, except you choose not to go. Except you choose on your own not to be part of it. As long as you are in this meeting today, the devil has made a mistake. For allowing you to enter into this place, he has made the mistake of his life. I hear the Lord saying to me, there's someone here that the heaven is rejoicing over you that you are in this meeting. The heaven is rejoicing. I don't know who you are. Calabrazo tele. Calabro santale. The heaven is rejoicing over you that you are in this meeting. Because what hell had planned for you. But today, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, the God who calls me, I say to you, you have escaped. Escape the edge of the sword. The Bible says, through faith, they quench the violence of fire. They quench the violence of fire. Through faith, in weakness, they were made strong. They put to flight the army of the aliens that were against them. They put them to flight by faith. I'm going to mention quickly, because I want us to pray. God has been so mighty in the midst of us. Three things that God requires of that faith, for that faith to work. Three things. The three ingredients of faith. Maybe I will add four, but let me just start with three. Number one is your understanding of who God is. That's why the scripture says, those who come to God must believe that He is. That He is. And He's a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Oh my God. Understanding. You cannot walk in faith without knowing who God is. Knowing His character. What can He do? What can He not do? What can He do? What can He not do? You know about His ability. You must have understanding the revelation of who God is. Daniel says, the book of Daniel says, those who know their God. Those who know their God. Daniel 11:32. Those who know their God. Those who know their God. You must know, friends, it is when you know you can boast of Him. It is because of the knowledge of David. That was why he was able to stand before Goliath. Saul said, don't go, you are a young person, you are a youth. Hey, don't go. He said, let no man's heart get troubled because of me. Don't get yourself worried. The God, my God, who delivered me from the mouth of the Philistine, from the hands of the Philistine, of the lion and the bear, that same God is able to deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. And everybody's heart, they were worried about him. He said, don't let anybody's heart be troubled about him. Why? Because he knew who his God was. Friends, for you to operate faith, the first thing is that you must have a revelation of who God is. Numbers chapter 11 verse 23, Numbers 23 verse 19 rather, says, for God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he what? Said it? Talk to me, and he will know what? Has he promised? Or has he spoken? And will not make it good? One translation, has he promised? And will not make it good? Listen to this. This scripture talks about two things about God. Two qualities of God. Talks about the integrity of God and talks about the ability of God. Someone can give you a promise. He can have one and may not have the other. Somebody can have integrity. Yes, this person doesn't lie. This person, when he says something, he keeps his word. I know him. He keeps his word. He doesn't lie. The friend, he may not have the ability to do it. Am I right? Talk to me, somebody. He may not have the ability. He could promise you, but not even his fault. Maybe before that time that he said, don't worry, I'm going to give you a job. Immediately, he has made a promise to you. Once I get to Aso Rock, you know, with the new election, with the party, I've won. Don't worry, just calm down. Let the inauguration be done. Once I get there, you'll be the first person. I'm going to get you that contract. I'm going to get you that job. You know him that he's a man of integrity. That he may get there, something else may happen beyond his ability, beyond his power. Beyond his power, someone may have ability also, may not have integrity. Have you not heard people? Oh my God, hear this. There's someone here. People keep on making promises for you. That when it is time for them to fulfill the promise, they change their word. There's somebody here. I don't know who you are. They keep making promises for you. By the time it is time for them to fulfill their promise, something happened, they change their word. I don't know, there's a particular person here. Listen to this. Friends, listen to this. Not all cases are people's fault. Sometimes they are demonic manipulation. It may not be the fault of the man who promised you. You are bitter against him. Then he made a promise to you, he didn't fulfill it. It may not be his promise. It may not be his fault. There are demonic manipulation against your life. That's why they went to that man and turned the heart of that man suddenly against you. He said, and you said, have you forgotten what you said? I've not forgotten. He said to you, I've not forgotten. But I'm not just ready. I'm not ready now. What will you do? I've not forgotten. And you thought he had forgotten. You even sent a message to him. He said, I've not forgotten. You sent somebody to go and tell him, to remind him. He said, I've not forgotten. But the fact is that I'm not doing it now. I'm not ready to do it now. Yet he promised you. It's not his fault. In most cases, it's not his fault. Demonic manipulation. I don't know that person who is here today. I speak by prophetic word. From this day, after this meeting, those who are promising will begin to look for you. Someone may make a promise. He has integrity, but he doesn't have the ability. Someone may have ability. He has all the money, but he doesn't have integrity. You can't rely on him. Oh. If he gives you, you better go and thank God. You can't rely on him. He has all the money. That you can't trust him. But God has the two. He has integrity. He has ability. He has the wherewithal. He is the more than enough God. Is someone here this morning? is the more than enough God. If he has promised you, he will do it. He has a track record of keeping his word. Olorun agbaye, you are mighty. Let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Today, you will make a demand. So the first thing you need to know for you to operate in faith is for you to know, have understanding of the God you have come to meet. Can he deliver me? Can he save me in the midst of my challenges? Has he ever done it before? The Bible says they looked to him. They were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. Psalm 34, verse 5. They looked to him. They were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. I love the Yoruba Bible. He is never a disappointment. He doesn't fail. Psalm 22, verse 4 and 5 says they trusted in him. Psalm 22, 4 and 5. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. Verse 5. They cried to you and they were delivered. They trusted in you. They were not ashamed. That's why you got to cry today. That's why you got to cry to him today. He's a God who keeps his word. He's a promise keeper. You got to know him. Friends, listen to this. You got to know that he desires to bless you. He delights in you being happy. He delights to make you enjoy life. The Bible says concerning Jesus, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. But I have come that you do what? Might have life. And have it what? Friends, know it. Be assured in this, that God wants good for you. That was what Jesus was saying it in Matthew 7, verse 7 downward. And then in verse 11 he says, if your earthly father been evil, know how, verse 11, know how to give good things to their children. How much more? Everybody say, how much more? Will your heavenly father, your father who is in heaven, give good things to you? God wants to give you good things. God wants to give you good things. Can you mention the good things that you desire of God? Good health. New job. More money. How many of you need more money? More money. More children. Right? More children. More babies. More houses. Good things. How much more? Let me end here. Friends, be established in this truth. Be established in this truth that God is good. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in his heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. Hey! I like you to know that God is good. Know the character of God. God is faithful. He's dependable and he's reliable. Let me leave that. Number two thing for you to activate your faith, to make your faith work, is that you must know his will for you. What did I say? Know his will for you. Faith, someone said, faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. The will of God is God's womb of possession. You want to possess anything, you understand the will of God. What is God's will for my health? What's God's will for my finances? What's God's will for my marriage? What's God's will for my academics? What's God's will for my career? What's God's will for my children? You must know His will. If you don't know His will, you cannot walk in faith. The scripture says, 1 John 5:14, if we ask anything according to His will, now this is the confidence that we have. The confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to His will, we know He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we know we have received the petitions that we have desired of Him. Verse 15. Friends, you got to know God's will for your life. The Bible calls this will in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Calls it the exceeding great and precious promises. When somebody tells you, have a dream that you are going to die. You have a dream you are going to die. And you begin to shake. It is because you don't know the will of God for your life. You begin to shake. You don't know the will of God for your life. You have a lot of things which are myths. Assumptions of life which are not established in the word of God. And people live under this fear because you don't know the will of God for your life. The Bible says, Psalm 91 verse 16, with long life, I will do what? I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. Exodus 23:26, and I will fulfill the number of your what? Fulfill the number of your days. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25, as your days, so shall be your strength. You are afraid of the devil. You are afraid of wicked men. You live under the fear of wicked men. And the Bible tells you, 2 Timothy 4:18, for the Lord will deliver us from the works of the wicked one and preserve us unto His eternal, but preserve us for His heavenly kingdom. The Lord will deliver us from every work of the devil. Know God's will concerning your life. Who says you will be stagnant? You remain in the same position. Friends, I'm telling you this because you need to be angry. You need to take hold of the will of God. God said in the book of Hosea, He said, come and take word with me, with you. Come to me, take word. God says the Lord. Who says you are going to die before your time? Friends, I hope you know that you can change. In the book of Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1, a prophet came, prophet Isaiah came and told Hezekiah and said, prepare your house for you are going to die. Hezekiah, the Bible says, Hezekiah went and turned to the wall. Hey, prophet has said it, but I come to my God. Prophet said it, but I turned to, the Bible says he turned to the wall. God! is not my covenant with you. And you know what? It was change. It was change. Friends, your business must not go down. It must keep on going forward. Your career must not come down. The Bible says, the path of the just man. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The path of the just man is like a shining light. Shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. On and on. Job 8 verse 7. Even though your beginning be small, what will happen to your latter end? Great. What about promises concerning your children? Lay hold. Your children cannot be vagabonds. No way. No way. No. Psalm 112. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandment. Look at what it says. Look at verse 2. His descendant will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches will be in his house. His righteousness endures forever. Verse 4. Unto the upright there arises light. He said his generation, your children will be mighty in the land. Look at 128. Says, your children will surround your temple. Is that not what the scripture says? Who is telling you something contrary that you are believing? You want to operate in faith? You must lay hold of the word. Thus says the Lord. Thus says it. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Psalm 60. For the glory of the Lord is written upon you. For darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness with the people. But for you, what will happen? The Lord will arise upon you. And his glory shall be seen upon you. That's what the scripture says. Who says that affliction will end your life? Come on, change that narrative. Change that narrative. Psalm 34 verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But what happens? The Lord delivers them from them all. You hold the word. Lord, you said it. This is your word. I hold you to your word. Let this affliction come to an end. In the name of Jesus. That's how to operate in faith. You make a demand based on the word. Once you know the revelation of God's word, you know his will for your life. You know the will of God for your children. You know the will of God for your health. You know the will of God for your finances. Then the young lion shall lack and suffer hunger. The day that seek the Lord shall what? Lack no good thing. My God shall supply all my needs according to his what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No. What God says concerning your life. Know what God says. I will go to my grave in good old age. Is that not what the Bible says? And in peace. Genesis 15:15. Your health. What's happening to your health? He restored health unto me. Jeremiah 30 verse 17. And he heals all my wounds. He restores health unto me. What about enchantment and divination? Why are you afraid of enchantment and divination? No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Israel. Numbers 23:23. Know the will of God concerning your life. That's how to walk in faith. Know the will of God. Take all. Return to the Lord with the word. He strengthens my bone. Isaiah 58 verse 11. He strengthens my bones. My bone rheumatism is not my portion. Arthritis is not my portion. My bones are strengthened. None of my bones shall be broken. Psalm 34 verse 20. None of my bones shall be broken. Know the will of God for your life. Search the scripture. The Bible says there you find life. When you understand the will of God, then you can walk in faith. These people that we talked about, men like Barak and Gideon, men like Samson and Jephthah, men like David and Samuel, the Bible, they knew what the word of the Lord said. They obtained the promises. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. In weakness, they were made strong. They put to flight the armies of the aliens. Why? Because they knew the will of God for their lives. Let somebody shout hallelujah. The first thing I said, you should do what? You must do what? Understanding who God is. The second thing is what? Number three. See what you expect from God. See it. See what you expect from God. You must see it. What you cannot see in your spirit, you cannot see in reality. What you cannot see in your spirit realm, in the spirit realm, you cannot see in reality. What is not first conceived in your heart cannot come to your hand. What is not first conceived in your heart can never come to your hand. Friends, as you are sitting down there today in this miracle service, change what you have been seeing before. See yourself after this meeting coming back for a testimony. See yourself having peaceful sleep, not troublesome sleep. Are you with me? See the story of life, your life changing for good. See yourself healthy. See the picture of your health. See it as you are seated there. See those children that you are going to pray about today. See them living righteously, living, serving the Lord. See them develop a picture of what you are desiring of the Lord according to His word. If you can see it, you can seize it. Until you see it, you cannot seize it. You must see before you seize. You know, in the scripture, the Bible tells us about the woman with the issue of blood. In the book of Mark chapter 5, verse 28, the Bible says concerning this woman, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Before she ever got to Jesus, she saw her healing. Before she ever saw Jesus, she saw herself whole. It was not when she saw Jesus that she got healed. She got healed before she saw Jesus. When she saw Jesus, the healing only came physically. But she got her healing before that moment. What you cannot see in your heart, you cannot handle with your hands. That's why you see God always challenging people's side. He told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 13, in verse 13 to 14, after Lot had separated, he said, look at all this. Look at verse 14. And the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, eastward, southward, eastward, and westward. Verse 15. And all the land which you see, at what? Until you see it, you cannot possess it. Until you see, your future is not secure. See the future you desire. Oh my God. See the future you desire of. See that picture in your heart. See yourself already in that house. See yourself already in that job. See it. At the stage in chapter 15 also, he confronted when Abraham said, look, enough, let this servant in my house be my heir. Look, because I'm old, I don't have a child. It's enough, let this servant be my heir. And the Lord said, no, Abraham, stand up, lift up your head, count the stars. And he counted. He could not count. He said, yes, as you have seen the stars, so shall your descendants be. Confronted his imagination. He started seeing from that moment multitudes of people in his mind, even though he didn't have a child. He slept in the night. Sleeping in the night, he would see multitudes of people all around him. He saw different people all around him, even before he ever had a child. Friends, as you are seated here today, what are you expecting? Begin to see it. See yourself whole. See yourself that enough is enough. Of those things that are defrauding your finances. See yourself getting through, getting over them. See yourself getting over them. See, as you are seated. Because we begin to pray now. If you keep on seeing the picture of yesterday, the picture of all those afflictions, the picture of all those troubles, you can't go anywhere. The way God works, before you cease, you must see. Before you handle, you must conceive it in your heart. That's the way it works. That seeing comes with a desire that moves you to want to do anything. That's why I said, is that three or four? But I add that one as still part of number three. That comes with a desire, a strong desire, a hunger, a longing to see a change. Friends, we are about to pray. God, when it is time for you to pray, listen to it. When you are restless, Genesis 27 verse 40 that we read earlier on, you will break his yoke off your neck. If your prayer, you know there are some prayers, it's just like in any area of life, whatever you are doing, just like we said in the leadership school, those of you who are attending leadership school, whatever you are not passionate about, as a leader, you are not passionate. The same thing your prayer life. If you are not passionate about what you are praying about, it doesn't move heaven. This desire must move you to the extent that you are ready to pay the price to get that thing from. Get that thing. Hey! Satan has lost. I want you to see. Satan has lost the battle for allowing you to come here today. He has lost the battle. You must be angry with the whole of your heart. This is your destiny moment, destiny encounter meeting. I sense this in my spirit. As I was coming up here, I could almost not stand on my feet when I stood there. I sense the power of God so mighty here this meeting. There's somebody that God has organized this meeting for. There's one particular person that God has organized this meeting for. I don't know who you are. But you know what? When God speaks one, it can be many. See, but the prophet asked him in the book of Jeremiah, asked Jeremiah, he said, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? See, those delete those pictures of failure, those pictures of oppression, those pictures, those negative pictures, delete them from your mind. Begin to see yourself. See the proper thing. See what God expects from you. See your life being fruitful. See yourself vibrant for the Lord, serving the Lord. See yourself overcoming that sin that has always been holding you down. See yourself overcoming it. See yourself overcoming that challenge. See it. It's the moment of change. The hour of miracle. Hallelujah. Take it again. You said it. You have the track record of keeping your word.
You're not a man to stop doing it now. Oh Lord, walk by you. You are my seal. Oh Lord, walk by you. You are my seal. She be one of you, Arusha Shobora. She be one of you, Arusha Shobora. Olorun agbaye, you are my CEO. You are good.
Listen, before you continue. Every negative marriage pattern in this house today shall be broken. You are already afraid because what you see in other people in the family, what you see in their marriages, you are already afraid. But hear the word of the Lord. In Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Can I say this to someone here? Listen to this. Not everybody who are in divorce is their fault. I hope you know. It's easy to quickly blame people, but not in all cases that is their fault. And say, it's her fault or it's his fault. No, not in all cases. Or a lady or a man who is not easily, who is not quickly married, is still single when he's supposed to be married. It's easy to anybody to conclude it's her character or it's his fault. No, it's not. There are forces of hell. I've seen this happen over and over. Forces of hell. And every force that doesn't want you to enjoy your marriage, you want to stand against your marriage today, we want to announce their obituary. Can I hear somebody say big amen, amen? Big amen. There are powers that are against homes also. That just don't want your home to just exist. They attack the man or attack the woman. Sometimes you just see the man misbehaving. It's not most times it's not his fault. There are sicknesses that they are not issues that they are, you know, there's what we call lifestyle medicine. You say it's carelessness. It's carelessness because of what he's eating, what he's drinking. Some cases are not like that. In fact, there are cases, there are people who don't eat rubbish. They don't eat junks. And yet, you can't explain it. You know, the scripture says, when men slept, what happened? The wicked came and planted tears. Every force manipulating your destiny today, we confront them in the name of Jesus. Now, when it is time for you to pray, you got to be angry. You got to be angry. It's not every case that's a fault. You're somebody's fault. You think everybody that is not working, this is because he's lazy. It's not everybody. There are some people that are lazy, they will not work. But it's not everybody. Some people are hard working, but look, they are just laboring. You can't see anything to show for. Laboring. No. Some people looking for a job, but somehow, no way. I've told you many cases in the scripture, many life examples here before. I don't want to go to them. That's why we're going to be angry when it's time to pray. But you must not fear. You must know the will of God for your life. Know who God is. Know the will of God. Have a vision for life. You got to be angry. When you are restless, you will break his yoke off your neck. When you are tired, say, no, this is my moment, not tomorrow. That yoke shall be broken off your neck. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready? Jump on your feet. Sing that song again.
You are good, you are kind, you are more than this. I'm lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Ale Shelewi. Your greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you upset us, then you held your head.
Hey!
You are the track record of giving the world.
Listen to this. Don't blame anybody for your trouble. What did I say? Take responsibility. Jabez will have continued his life blaming his family. I hope you know. He will have continued his life blaming his family. Then he took responsibility. It is time for you to take responsibility. People are dying in the family and say, the oldest person in the family died 60. Look, you keep on folding your hands. And look at it. You got to be angry. Look, it will end. You will be angry. If it has been happening, it must end in my own time. You must pass that age and grow old. If people have been having divorces in the... You have divorce, records of divorce in the family. And you say, this man divorced. No, it must end with you. Must not continue. There are some people who labor and don't enjoy the fruit of their labor. They labor and labor and labor. They don't enjoy the fruit of their labor. When it's about time to enjoy the fruit of their labor, one wind will just come and blow them away. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not die before your time. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. You will build houses and you will dwell there. You will plant vineyard and you will eat of it. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. There are some, they labor. It is time for them to be promoted. Oh my God. To the next level. To the highest level. The dream place. And suddenly somebody removed the chair. Remove the chair. It's like, what's my chocobo? I wonder if you're chocobo there. If it happened to your fathers, if it happened to your mother, it must end with you. There are some who labor. Their children, they will labor and labor for their children, but their children will not remember them. Their children will prefer to spend money on outsiders. Outsiders. Children, I'll spend money on the outside, but they will not remember their father. They will not remember their mother. If it is running through your generation, I declare in the name of Jesus, it will end with you. Whatever it is today, I'd like you to be angry. You must be angry. When you are restless, you will break the yoke off your neck. Those children, it is a cry for your children to kill you. Some people die because of their children. They die because of their children. Because today the children is in the police station. Tomorrow is another place. Tomorrow is another place. Thinking and thinking they die. I declare in the name of Jesus, your children will not kill you. Oh my God. Some cases is just a reproach in the family. Because you cannot celebrate. You know, there are some joy you cannot celebrate. Some joy you cannot celebrate. In the running through the family. If it's run your family today, you must say, enough is enough. Listen to this. This is the prayer you're going to pray. Remember, you must know who God is. Understanding of God. Number two, you must what? Know the will of God. Number three, you must do what? See it. You will be angry. Now, let's take the first prayer. Say it after me. Father. Yes, you know him. You must call him like you know him. Call him again. Say it personalized and say, my Father. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. Now begin to celebrate him. Celebrate him first.
You are good. You are kind. You are more than this. Just for words. Trying to describe you.
Hey!
Elohim, Elion, Ali Shelewi. Your greatness is all I've seen. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will know it. You have the track record of keeping your word. You're not a man to stop doing it now. You have the track record of keeping your word. You're not a man to stop doing it now. Oh Lord, Wagbaye, you are mighty, oh. Oh Lord, Wagbaye, you are mighty, oh. Shebi wala mungu arusha shobora.
In the name of Jesus. Now you're going to confront her. Are you ready to pray this prayer? You're going to confront her this battle. Say it after me. Every power. Louder. Hired against me. Assigned against me. I take authority over you. Be destroyed. Every power that stopped my father. Every power that stopped my mother. Every power that stopped my generation. Are you praying that prayer? Be destroyed. Be destroyed. If you overcome, your children will not continue in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Two bigger amen. Say it after me. I quench every violence of fire against my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and quench that.
Okay,
in the name of Jesus, we pray. Say now after me, I refuse to die before my time. Remember, Rahab refused. He refused to perish with the people. Say it again. I refuse to die before my time. I move forward. I move forward. I progress. I prosper. Open your mouth. Begin to declare it. Business-wise, academically, I move forward. I progress. I move forward. You are not praying. You are not praying. One before I begin to pray, with the whole of your heart, say it after me. I take back what the enemy has taken from me. Now, take them back. Take them back. Take them back. Take them back. I take my health back. I take my children back. I take my husband back. I take my wife back. Take them back. This is the last one. I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. This is the last one. Pray with the whole of your heart. The power of God is here. The power of God is already at work. The power of God is already at work. Now, 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 now. The presence of the Lord is here. Fire, 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 fire. All over here. Fire, 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 wherever. Fire. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. Now I release in the name of Jesus, fire all over here. Every work of the enemy, every work of the devil, be consumed. In the name of Jesus, let your destiny be set free. Let your glory be released in the name of Jesus. Let your helpers locate you. Your destiny helper begin to locate you. Let there be a divine connection in the name of Jesus. Let there be a way in the name of Jesus. Recover your health. Recover your fortune. Recover your children. Recover your spouse in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you. The miracle of seven. I am asking for the miracle of seven. The miracle of seven. Oh my God. Now I am asking like a mighty rushing wind. Move through this place now. Move through this place. Now let miracles begin to take place. Miracle that you desire. Wherever you are listening to me online, wherever you are listening, the power of God is moving here. The power of God, the power of God is moving here. Whatever miracle you desire, begin to receive. Begin to receive. Rapale, bragadale, bragadale. Receive, 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 receive fire. Fire all over. Fire, 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 fire. In the name of Jesus. Evil inheritance. Kaposa talaba. Hey, kaya ya 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 ya. La katale katara. I destroy. Whatever have been planted in your life in the dream, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the power of God to flush them out now. My God, begin to move. Yes, move. Move inside that tummy. Inside that tummy. Wherever it is, move into that tummy. Whatever has been planted, move into. Now flush them out. 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 Lepro la de lepra kaya ya 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 ya. La paso de lepra kaya daraba. Reke pra sopra katale. Reposa dale. Rekala bra katale bra katale. Hey, thank you, Jesus. These three people will receive a special touch. It's the anointing of God is going to come in a double portion upon your head. You feel fire all over your head right now. Three persons. Lord, I'm asking this anointing right now. Let there be a flow. 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 Right now. Tapa. Papa sopraka. Taribo. Taribo. Paza praka tale. Taribo. 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 Chalebraka. Ya 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 ya. Ye praza delebo. Maza tale. Taribo. 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 Telebo sa talibra. Ye ka ya 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 ya. Maza talibra gadali bragadali bragadali. Tebra shada. Maza prakaya. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. The Father, 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 Father. Lord, I am asking for fresh fire. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Let it come, 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 let it come. Fire, fire, fresh fire. Let it come, let it come, let it come, let it come, let it come. Fire. My God, Talibra, Yegaya, Maza, Misario, please come. Matalebo shatalebo, mataliga yakamas. Come here, mataliga taliba. Thus says the Lord, matalebo, masatalebo. This is your hour. The yoke is broken. Take it, take it, take it. The yoke is broken. Take it. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Thus says the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out! In the name of Jesus, come out! It is your hour to shine. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Arise! Shine! Lord, please just lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Mazo keche derema. Me copra katale gadoro. Me satariba. Ma satalaba katari. Just thank him for this hour. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this hour. Oh my God, thank you for this hour. Masopra kashandari. My father and my father. My father, this is a miracle service. Miracle service. Give somebody a miracle here. Give somebody a miracle. Give somebody a miracle. Give somebody a miracle. Give somebody a miracle. One more miracle. One more miracle. One more miracle. One more miracle. In the gallery, online, wherever you are, is your hour. What are you believing God for? One more miracle, dear. Take it, take it. One more miracle. One more miracle. One more miracle. Wherever the God that does wonders, miracles, wonders without number. One more miracle. Wherever you are, online, wherever you are, following this program, one more miracle. One more. We serve the God that does wonders without number. One more. Lord, I am asking, now release that one more. One more. One more. One more. One more. Now. 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 Celebrakaya. Ya Sata. Every disease I curse. I curse sickness. I curse diseases. I curse sickness. Diseases of the head. Diseases of the stomach. I curse every work of the devil. I destroy. I set you free. I set your price free. In the name of Jesus. Be healed from your head to your toe. Be healed. Be healed. Nah. Every sickness from this moment, go. You can no longer stay in that body. Go. 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 I bind that sickness. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I release you to fulfill destiny. I release you. 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 Alleluia. Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you we sing it for the last time. I want to pray specially for a group of people. You are saying, I want to walk with Jesus from today. I want to serve him. I want to live for him from today. Jesus, I tell you, special gifts are reserved for such people. God meets such people in a special way. You want to say, Jesus, I'm surrendering to you. I want to live for you from today. Let me pray with you. You are very special to the Lord. Wherever you are, please just put your hand on your chest and say to the Lord, wherever you are, Jesus, I choose you today. Say it to him, Jesus, I choose you today. And I forsake the devil. I refuse to allow him to ruin my destiny. I choose you. I come to your side from this moment. Take over my life. Take over my times. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray with you. As you put that left hand on your chest, lift up your right hand to God. Let me see it up. Your right hand up to God. Lift it up higher than your head. Thank you. I can see the hand. I can see the hands. Lift it up. Let it be higher than your head. Thank you. As you lift that hand, say to the Lord, say to the Lord, Jesus, say it louder to him, Jesus, I surrender to you. From today, I yield my life from this moment. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. Let me pray with you. Please come. Let me lay my hand on you. Quickly, just take an excuse and come to this place. Let me lay my hand on you. Come quickly. Wherever you are in the gallery, wherever you are, come quickly. Where are you? Come quickly. Those of you that have taken that decision, come quickly. Where are you? Where are you? Come quickly, wherever you are. Lord, I am praying Father, I'm praying for these ones, Lord, establish them in you, keep them in you from this moment, in the name of Jesus, keep them in your love, let them grow in your grace, reveal yourself to them more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Counselor, please talk to them. Please counsel them. Why are you not here? Please come and talk to them. Come and carry them. Yeah. Please follow this woman. Follow her. Come on. Amen. One more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 a song of victory, Baba.